everybody. Well, a happy Saturday. And the date today is September 9th, 2017. So if you're in an archive, naturally, we're in the past, and you're in the future as we're talking now. So let's clear the date of September 9th, 2017. This date feels kind of creepy to me, but here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Well, this is not good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Maybe we can do some looking to see what happened on September 9th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. So we got that number 11 coming up here, too. Maybe there's some energies that people don't know about on the 9th. So let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. Go stronger. Bring them up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's good. If you have a situation happening, let's help you out with that. Let's get rid of one of those timelines that you're thinking about. Remember, the strongest one will come up that you're involved with, that you're living somewhere else, so you have it brought to you as a memory, a sense, or a dream. So let's release that timeline from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we will have our co-host come on, and I think she's all ready to go. So how you doing, Ann?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am, and welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, September 9th, as Ron said. It is Saturday, so therefore it's the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship Show. And so later, probably about quarter of the hour, we'll be going on a bilocated trip to Creation Lightship. So prepare yourself by choosing a physical issue you would like the light being doctors to work on for you. If you think you might fall asleep, as many people do during our shows or whatever, even Ron's live calls, so you can write it down and then light beings will know what you'd like worked on. Also, you can send us questions, comments, testimonials, and room requests for places you might like to visit on the Lightship tonight to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click onto the Fast Chat link on the BBS radio station page. If you've not been to Ron's website, you may be a new listener. If so, welcome. You picked a wonderful night of healing to join us. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there you'll learn much more about Ron, his healings, source energy. There are a lot of free healings you can get started with immediately after our show tonight. So, and thank you, Ron, as always, for clearing the date. We talked a little about this last night because someone wrote in saying a certain date had meaning in their lives. So I guess this today felt creepy, too. I went on to that history website. The Japanese bombed the U.S. mainland. It could be that you were feeling. Mao Zedong died on September 9th. Let's see. There was a riot in Attica Prison. I think that was very big. In 1939, Gone with the Wind was previewed. In 1850, California became the 31st state. President Cleveland had a baby. It was the first baby born, I guess, in the White House. Possibly the only baby ever born in the White House. So it doesn't seem like, I mean, I guess there a lot did happen today. Oh, Congress renamed our nation the United States of America in 1776. That's about it. That looks...
Oh, well, a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a lot of things, and a lot, you know, we don't want to get into, you know, plenty is happening today. So, all right, and we had a wonderful call this afternoon. So if you were on that, you know, whether you were on it live or as a registered absentee, I'm sure that you're feeling great today, as I am, and as a lot of people are. So we have a lot of emails, Ron, so why don't I get going on those? And again, please send in your room requests for tonight and anything else that you'd like us to go over or talk about. So here's a funny thing, Ron. I think it was on the Paranormal show a week or so ago that a listener lost her kind of special comb and couldn't find it. It's always in the same place, and then it showed up kind of right in front of her, and I believe you said, oh, that's a, you know, the aliens like took it and then they brought it back to you, like it was on different timelines. So another listener wrote in, hi, Ron, just wondering, is there a new breed of aliens that are hairy? My wide tooth comb was missing this morning. We just talked about this last week with someone else. If it does show up, I will for sure toss it in the garbage.
Yeah, I think I would too. I thought if you got some, you know, different color hair on it, you know.
Oh.
You know. Well, that'd be kind of like fur, you know?
Right.
Well, everybody check your combs or brushes. Be sure
maybe
it's not
we better
being used when
put
you're
little
sleeping.
Strings on them and attach them to something in our bathroom, so our bedroom, so they can't get away.
Yeah. And maybe you might have even thoughts. Maybe they might want to make a wig out of your hair, so you wonder where your hair is going at night.
Okay, we have a couple of people wrote in about today's call. Ron, hi, Ron. Thank you for the special work you did for us on our heads and crown chakra today on the call. I really felt the removal of the octopus and snake energy. Thank you for the water to pour on our heads. It was a great release.
Yeah, that's one of those unusual calls that we have for, you know, healing sessions. So, yeah. So, hopefully the people on the call are feeling better, getting rid of that stuff that's living internally and externally on you. Oh, back to you.
Yes. And someone else wrote, hello, Ron. I have been feeling like a new, younger person since the placenta call. Today's Ascension Prep call was also so great. Thank you for the extra time on the lightship. Really enjoyed riding on the hippopotamus. So I don't know if you remember, Ron, but when you were charging the water, you got to the last one, you said, because Ron, when he charges the water, he will say, oh, here comes a certain breed of light being, and it's usually something water-related, like penguins or whales or porpoises. And he said today, I don't know what this is coming. Oh, it's a hippopotamus. And I do think they spend a lot of time in and near the water, Ron. So the hippopotamus light beings came to charge our water. And then Ron invited us to all to stay on the light ship for another hour or hour and 15 minutes, it might have been, and ride on the hippopotamus. And that's, of course, also receiving a physical healing. So thank you, listeners, for sending those in, because it's very nice for the people who may have been on the call, but they were registered absentee, and now they can have a better idea of what actually happened during the call. So thank you.
Good.
Okay, we're starting to get some room requests. Thank you very much. And okay, I'm going to send that to you, Ron. Oh, last night, someone wrote in to correct me. The sole family clearing is $150 for it to be unlimited. You do have to add the $50. But the nano detox clearing, the 2012 nano barcode that comes with the org protection, is in fact $50 for unlimited. It's $25 for single use, and then you add another $25, and it's unlimited. So just to be clear, I did misspeak about the soul family, so I apologize. Okay. A couple of weeks ago maybe, or last week, you did some work with our bone density, Ron, and it was prompted by a listener in the UK. So he's writing in to thank you so much. He listened to it on the archive, because I think that right now it's the middle of the night in the UK, and he's feeling so much better, and he's understanding so much more about his health, and his mood gets better, and his body gets stronger. And he ends with, thank you, and keep well and safe. It's dangerous and positively freaky out there these days. Most humans, in quotes, I almost can't look at. They are kind of sinister to me. Life on the old Earth is more and more challenging. Hope we can transfer soon. I try to help others as well, but can't do clearings for everyone. Blessings, and hope you're all safe over there. So thank you very much. Thank you for the thanks, and I'm happy to hear that he's having some relief. Okay, someone else wrote in about the placenta call, Ron. Thanks heaps, Ron. I had pain in my spine and asked you for release of trauma to the spinal cord, and my pain left. Thanks.
Okay, so maybe that was something to do with the birthing process, maybe. So, back to you.
Okay. Right. That makes sense that that would come up during that call, that who knows what kind of trauma. Oh, and you know what I thought of, Ron? Somebody that wrote in last night was saying, talking about their general health and just feeling better. And I remembered that you cleared our blood, I think poisons from our blood, and also our connections to our mothers. And so many of us are from an era when our mothers would drink and smoke and possibly even do drugs while they were pregnant. And even if you weren't really damaged, like, you know, I know that sometimes you can have, like, fetal alcohol syndrome now you hear about, but you may not have had something that dramatic that you were aware of, but it had to have affected the development of your body. And so I think we got a lot of that released. So thank you again. That's why people are feeling so good.
Very good.
Okay. Question for about the call today. Hi, Ron. I have the 7 days of water from the Ascension call today. My mother and I always drink our water mixed with some boiled water to make it lukewarm before we drink it. Is it okay to do this with the activated water? Also, with regards to the Ascension call, are we normally in quarantine for a set period of time? Thank you for your help.
In quarantine, no. The quarantine starts on Sundays. So tomorrow will be the first day, and you would have the ones that were on the call last month. If you're not on this call, you will be not going to quarantine, but it'll start tomorrow as we go to the light shift. So you're going to be in quarantine for, in a sense, a whole month until the next call. That would be 7 hours in the next month, you know, from now, which would be in October.
Okay, and is it all right for them to mix some boiling water in boiled water?
No, because you want to keep it sacred. sense. You don't want to contaminate it by putting something else into it. The water is created for you and what you need. So I would not alter the makeup of it. It won't give you the benefit that it already has in there. You can't improve it at all. You can only mess it up or just make it so it won't be as effective for you. So I would not do anything to it. You could put it in the refrigerator if you need to. But as far as, you could warm it up a little bit, but you don't want it to boil. I don't think I would go past, maybe 100 degrees with it. But, that's a possibility for you. But mainly just keep it the way it came, after the clearing, which is not having anything added or taken away from it. So back to you.
Okay, right. Thank you. Okay, a listener found some information about today's date, Ron. September 9th in history, it was a hurricane and earthquake in 1944.
Maybe they're tying into that for the one in Florida,
Yeah.
What you could do, I'm just thinking, as the person was talking about changing the water somewhat, you could possibly put in, those ionizers, is that the right word, that that helps out for breathing and stuff? You could possibly, go on and do the water activation. No, not an ozonator, one of those ionizers that put out moisture in the room. And you could probably do that with the water if you want to, get some of that and put it into that. It might help you with better breathing if, you're having difficulties. You could try that. And then it would be the water being energized. You can, take it in that way, as a water vapor, we'll say. So back to you.
Okay. A listener has some questions about your recording of the stopping time, which is wonderful. And the first question, is it unlimited? Yes, those special audio recordings Ron made for us on the shows are all meant for us to use as much as we want. So should we, here are the questions, Ron, should we be repeating what Ron says when he commands the spirit or just listen?
Well, the Mind of Heart Drop, you need to, even if you're listening to a VBS show or you're listening to an archive, you can listen if you wish so that you can actually maybe concentrate more on the energy working, in your body to bring those thoughts into your heart. But, when you do it yourself, you want to say it out loud. Listening will go have the effect of working on you. Back to you.
Right. So, and then they say, other than the stopping time part, can we say what Ron says when commanding our spirit with our own voice and record the same thing? So I guess she's thinking she'd record her own voice doing the commands.
That probably will not work like mine does.
Right.
I would say no, because your voice is going to be recorded in time. When you're hearing my voice, it's out of time, and that's the difference.
Right, right, right. And then can we say the out and in part? So, yeah, it's the power and energy of your voice that's accomplishing those healings, right, Ron? You're saying out and in, out and in.
Yeah, you could try it to see if it works for you, but to record your voice so that you don't have to say it, no, because you're not in the now then. Listening to something, that's not in the now, because it wasn't brought into the energy of the now. It's just a recording. So, I guess it might be good, in a sense, trying to do a shortcut and to have your voice do that, but it's not the same energy. You need to be in the now with your spirit energy to do that. So your spirit energy will be, hardly anything at all on a recording. Back to you.
Right. Right. Yeah, so I think the Mind to Heart Drop is good to say out loud. You command, of course, shrink wrapping, closing down your crown chakra. There are a lot of different things. You can do commands in the moment for yourself. But then if we have a recording of you doing these, you're affecting the healing for us, so we can just listen to those. I hope that was clear.
Yeah, and what happens, you're on recording, you're also putting your emotions into it of the day. And maybe you had a crappy day in the morning, but you felt better afterwards in the evening. So that emotional energy is still with you. So if you're recording, you're bringing your crappy day into your life when you listen to it. Oh, you don't want to do that, but that's what could and would happen, even though you may not know it. So.
Right, right. Okay. You have a wonderful clearing, Ron, called, let me just open it up here, Alien All Parallel Life Timeline Removal. And a listener wrote in to ask if we could explain this a little bit for him, and I understand it is a little confusing when you're not familiar with how to do it. So I have it open now. Hopefully he's listening, or we'll get this on the archive. And you put your name in the top, as always, in the first line. And then it says, enter whole lifetime clearing. So the way you use this is, let's say you've just done your emotional body clearing. So you would type in there, emotional whole life clearing. And then you clear, there's a lot to it. The first, you're clearing, you've already cleared your emotional body from the now, and this body in this lifetime. And now you're going to clear the same emotional body from any parallel lives you have had or have. And it's quite involved, because the first one you clear is from now, between now and the past to 2000. Then it goes from 1999 to 1000 and all the way back. And then you also do up to 10 lifetimes, and I believe, Ron, you have said we could do even more lifetimes than the 10 on the list by writing lifetime 11, for instance, above or with our name. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So when you do any of those clearings, and there's a drop-down box with numbers in it, which you'd be doing sequentially, if you come to the end of it and you go, oh, what do I do now? I have more than what these numbers are. Then you just go back to the start. And like if it's as, you know, 1 through 10 and you're on number 10, then put, the 1 up, which means that it'll be 11, and just keep track of it. Then it's just say you have 30 of them. So now you complete that and you go from 11 through, which would actually be 20, start over again at 21 and keep track of that and keep clearing. So that's kind of how that works. So I might see if I can get more put on there. What do you think we'd need, Ann? Like 200?
I don't know, Ron. I guess so, because we don't know how many parallel lives we've had. Have or had, and it's just that it's so time consuming as it is, that to be honest, when I do, you know, I do back, I don't go all the way back always, and I just get through the 10. And also, I hope this is okay, you can leave steps 1 through 5 checked and run them simultaneously, and I've been doing that, because it's extremely time. I mean, I know it's a big clearing to do. I don't mean it as a complaint, but it's very time intensive.
So what can we do, Ann? Anything else that's informative that we can talk about on email?
Yes. Let me move on. Okay. Oh, thanks for the information about the activated water. If I heard correctly, we can put the activated water in a saucepan and warm it slightly and then drink it, and this will not alter the water?
As long as you don't, get it over probably 150 degrees. So, you know, you don't want to get it too warm.
Right. Okay.
In a different way. So we'll say that you put it in the pan and you're watching it, then your phone rings, and now it's boiling when you come back, you know, in 3 minutes. Just throw it away. You can't add your cold water to it or your other water that you have. It's already contaminated. So it just, you know, it's only going to be lukewarm for you because you need it to be lukewarm. Back to you.
Right. Okay. We have a thank you to you, Ron. Thanks for the answer about helping my mother. Many thanks, Ron, for the information given on how I can help my mother, who is being attacked by dark magic spells continuously. So far, I've purchased the whole lifetime emotional clearing and the death barcodes removal for her. I am also continuously erasing her psychic mind billboard every day for sometimes 24 hours each day, and that really seems to be helping to keep the energies away from her whilst I wait to be able to afford to pay for more clearings for her. Thank you.
I don't know if we're talking about the shrink wrap, but that may help somewhat, and, energetic cordings. And then also, you know, if you're under attack in a sense, by a person, you can do the, if you know who they are, you could do the dark side practitioner. And with that, maybe even the versus Texas spells. So it'd be interesting if anybody has used those two clearings in the past and, how you used it. Maybe you knew the person's name, did the dark side practitioner, and maybe you want a little more horsepower or, you know, another way of doing that, but a little differently, and maybe you did the Curse of Texas spell. So interesting to know how work the clearings. Somebody out there has done that. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, I live in Florida. What clearing besides the gray skies and timeline crash, the date, and today and 1944? Well, I would say the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is one of the free clearings Ron has on the left-hand side. Environmental Protection, that's what it's called. Would be also helpful. Anything else, Ron?
Well, remember, you know, I talked about this before. Florida is alien central. That's where they all go to vacation. That's where all the rich people go throughout the world. They go to Florida with their big yachts and stuff. So, you know, maybe that could be a reason why whatever is doing this is wanting to get rid of the aliens that are there. Another way of looking at it. So, remember, the aliens are in body suits that look like humans. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Hi, Ron. I feel so blessed and clear from all the Creation Lightship healings I have done. This summer, I have been painting the inside of my house different colors in each room, and I feel so uplifted by the colors, and I feel that your clearings, the Creation Lightship clearings, have made my mind and heart clearer so that I can appreciate, enjoy, and choose the right colors.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Okay. Now I'll move on. On the February 25th, 2015 show, you spoke to a listener about an abduction in New York City he witnessed while doing a barcode clearing. He was in the park and watched this dance music abduction from which he was spared. I wonder about music a lot. Music saves my life. Perhaps some genres of music are more susceptible than others. I've read from a sound healer that digital music is more easily made discordant and can make to make one sick.
Yeah, that's correct. The initial one-man band digital stuff on, you know, synthesizers were doing that a lot. And anyway, so yeah, digital music were created, when you have an instrument that's created in the digital format and it's not the original one playing, that can have the problems about harmonics, yes. And our harmonics harm the body. Those are square waves. It needs to be a sine wave. Well, saying it differently, when a guitar or whatever you're playing, you know, if you play something, if it's in a sense using the word out of tune or out of key, different ways of saying that, I guess, when it's not in resonance with itself, and you know, or a piano when you hit a key and it makes your face kind of crinkle up, kind of like stepping on a cat's tail, you know, that's a problem. And so that's harming your body. So anyway, that's the way it is. You don't want to really hear that type of stuff when they first came out with that square wave music. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, this person is, I believe, asking about the... let me see, I have one of them open right now. The current lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earth, and then there's current lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned planets, and then I think it's past lives the same too, planets and clearings. So the question is, if I purchase the clone clearings, where you can clear all clones from this lifetime, whether it's Earth or cloned Earth or other planets, will this eliminate 100% of all clones from this lifetime? Thanks for your help.
Okay, I'll say a little differently. The clones are you. Oh, well, get all of them? I don't know. I'll just probably say no as a disclaimer. It will help you. But this is the clones of you living elsewhere. And by getting rid of them, of course, it's going to help you. And it's hard to say how many, you know, you have, but, you know, a lot of people had great success with those two different clearings, cloned Earth and I guess cloned planets, getting rid of, you off of those things. So back to you. Plus you're probably on the cloned Earth anyway. So, you know, anyway, it would help you probably have a lot more energy by getting rid of that stuff. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. This is an interesting one. I have done the Dark Side Practitioner and Curses, Hexes, and Spells and Relationship Clearing, but some person is still attacking this listener. They also recently enlisted, and it's true, I might think that might help the situation too, but this psychic attacker still attacks me in parts of my body. The volume is much less than before. How to eradicate the psychic attacks completely?
Well, I'd let the time-traveling soldiers go that are your bodyguards, and see if they can help you with that. That's one possibility. It gets kind of deep quickly. They may be sending entities over to you. No, do that. Maybe they somehow are able, maybe unknowingly, to create timelines of them with you. That's what I'm assuming it is. It's probably somebody's ex-boyfriend or girlfriend there, and they get attacked by this person because they broke up. That's what I'm guessing anyway. if not, it, you know, it's it could be the similar storyline. So they're probably creating all these thoughts about you on timelines. So do timeline crashing on them. Put their name in. Pay for the timeline crashing for them. And timeline crash energy, that's going to you by paying for them to have the clearing and do the clearing for them. Get them off of those timelines. Maybe they thought about you once, either wishing they would be with you or anger for not, we'll say. And then the aliens got a hold of it, and now you're on multiple timelines, hundreds of them, if not more. And that could be what the situation is. And they may have forgot about you. Remember, the timelines don't go away, you know? So if you had a, just switching gears here, if you had a difficult birth process, then you want to timeline crash that, because that same process then is affecting your life now. That's why we did the placenta call, to kind of reset you so that you don't have all that instant trauma that you experienced during your birthing process and having your life support system leave you, which was the placenta. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, did you survive the Titanic, you know, when it went down? You know what I mean? You know, most people drowned, you know, but, and so that's kind of what it's like. You lost your life support, and that could affect you through your whole life. So back to you.
Right. Thank you. And you know what I thought of, Ron, that might help the person, it has helped me in the past, is put that person's name in the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept clearing. And it's, I find, particularly effective to open two tabs of the natal barcode so that you're running part one and part two simultaneously. And if there's a couple of, you don't want to put too much on one line, but if there's an incident or a place that that's associated with that person, you might put that in right after their name, too, and see if that gets cleared, like, I don't know, maybe where you used to live, if you lived with the person or whatever, or an organization you both belong to. Or maybe now that I'm saying it, maybe that should go on after you do the name. But I've had a lot of release from doing the natal barcode and putting names in it.
And also do a cord release on you. You know, do an energetic cord release. Pay for the energetic cord clearing. Just whole lifetime, and you know that a lot. What that does.
Right. Okay. Someone wrote in. They're working on their 100 barcodes, placenta barcode, death barcodes clearing, and. I guess they're happy because at first you said to only do one window at a time, but then last night you said we could do three. So I know I amped up my going through them, and it's making it go much faster. And they add, sorry, I have no testimony for that life-changing call last week. I just know I am different. Thanks for the new foundation.
Yeah, very good.
I think that's quite common, Ron, that we just sometimes don't really know what is happening all the time with your wonderful healings. Oh, we're getting so many room requests tonight. Thank you very much. Okay, someone's reminding us. Hi, Ron, just to let you know, I'd be very interested in you arranging a special curses, hexes, and spells call in December 2017. Thank you.
Okay, maybe we can put that on the list then. See how that works out. Probably be during the first part of December, I think. So back to you.
Okay. Right, you have a few things that will announce when they get scheduled that are coming up. And someone wrote in the past, Ron said we could add activated water to boiling water to make pasta. Is this not true anymore? I thought you had said, Ron, that if you have left more than you can drink, or it's the day after, like if it's you didn't finish it in a 24-hour period, you could use it that way and soak your feet in it or put it in your food. Is that correct?
Yeah, but you can't put it in boiling water.
Okay.
So if you have the pasta already made and you want to put the water on it, you know, maybe lukewarm water, that's fine, but you don't want to add it in as you're boiling your noodles. No, can't be boiled.
Okay.
Back to you.
Okay, so it is quarter. Wow, this show is going by so fast. It's already quarter of. Ron, shall we go to the light ship?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This only works live. You're listening the show live, and bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and to think of one particular healing that you would like to have, your one situation that you know about, and just tell the light beings out loud, maybe for each room that we go into, or say it every 15 seconds. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the first room that we're going into is a hot tub room. Oh, boy. And somebody's pretty heavy on this call. Wow. So I'll just talk about that briefly. People who haven't had their clearings, as I take them up here to the light shift, the energy is, like, really low on you. And so for me, I just feel that backlash that bring you up because you haven't had any clearings done. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're in the hot tub room again. And first room that we have a request for is the room with the badger. So here they come. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your own personal healing. This is the rainbow room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got manta ray. That's good. So here we go. Go into the water. Stronger, 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 and stronger. White tiger. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With that, let's selenite. It's selenite. Is that how you pronounce it? Crystal room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the amethyst room with a crystal geode there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And people like horses, so you can select what horse you want to have help with the healing. They have to come in threes. So let's do the let's do the Mustang. Here we go. Mustang, stronger, 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 and stronger. We got a request for the gold dust room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's go in with the hippopotamus. Here we go. Some healing work. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And people like baby elephants. So here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do one more room here, which is the monkeys. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do the turtles and frogs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light shift. So we're coming back down. Feel the energy shift to get bilocated. Coming down, and I'll count this slowly. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're back here. And it's very nice. We talked about doing a room with different colors. So if you're wondering how a room would be, I can maybe do a few rooms for you with the color in it. You know, you may be planning to go out and get some paint to paint your room, and you don't know what color to do. So we can play with that right now. Want to elaborate on that a little bit, Ann?
Well, what I think you're suggesting you do is bring in the energy of a certain color, so you could picture if how it would look or feel, probably more importantly, but both. So if, for instance, you're sitting around looking at dull old white walls that you didn't ever really like, or some kind of beige or tan or gray even, gray, they can be all lovely, but they can also be kind of dull, that you could feel and see what it would look like, and you could bring that energy in for us, Ron. That
okay,
would be really
so I'll
fun.
Do this for your own request. Maybe we'll do four different colors.
Okay.
And so it's up to you to indicate what it is.
Okay. Now, do you want me to pick them, or do you want people to send in their requests for certain colors they'd like to have to see in their room?
Well, either way, I don't know. The time is kind of going, but we still got, 15 minutes. So yeah.
Okay. So give you a couple to get started. How about a nice deep rose color?
Okay. So here we go. Bring that energy into your room, and that's what it would be typically like if you painted it that color. So that would be what you are imagining we're talking about, okay? So what we mentioned, the rose, so you may have a different shade of rose, but what you're looking at or thinking about, we'll say, is that color. So here we go. Bring that color in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We could do maybe another color. Any idea, Anne?
How about green?
Okay, green. This is what you're thinking of is green, and everybody would probably have a different shade of green, naturally. But here we go. A particular green shade. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
How about brown?
Brown, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Wow. That's really beautiful, Ron. And how about yellow?
Yellow, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Wow, that is so interesting. What I'm looking at, the walls in the room I'm in are kind of white, kind of off-white, and I really saw those colors.
What we could do maybe on another show is do this again. Maybe somebody can go to Lowe's or Home Depot or some store, right, and some colors that you may like, okay, on your walls possibly. Maybe you can get a whole swatch thing full of colors, and then maybe we could do it over again, maybe with a half a dozen colors. And you already have it in front of you, and you could put a check mark on maybe you're looking at different shades and what shade to get, and we could run that in, with six different shades. But it'll be your request, what you want. And then you can also maybe send us a link here, an email for that particular show that we're doing. We can probably do it next week if you want, a week from today, because sometimes the callers can only come on maybe once a week or something. So we could do it on the show next Saturday. And to send us the color that you're looking at, the shade of the color, I should say. Now, you may have different options there in front of you, but, if it's a yellow, just say yellow, then you can fine-tune that yourself. And we can just play with that to see how it is for you. Because it could make a difference in the way you're feeling. So anyway, back to you, Anne.
Right. So we did get a request, Ron, for robin's egg blue, but I guess as you just said, blue would be enough, and then each person could ask for the shade of blue that they might like.
Yeah, I can
right?
do that
and
one
someone
right
else
now.
Asked for a leafy green, but same goes, we did green, so,
let's do the robin blue one. So here we go. Robin egg blue. Oh, here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Ugh, great. Oh, we'll see what we can do with that. So anyway, we got a leaf green. Well, I'll just do that one since you mentioned it. That'll be the last one for tonight. So here we
okay.
go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, what else do we have out there as far as testimonials or emails or comments?
Okay, let me see here. What is the difference between the fear clearing and the extreme anxiety clearing?
Well, I think that the fear clearing is everybody has fear about something. Maybe even fear of living on Earth. That's probably the main one there. But the fear is always with you, okay? So the fear would be, you know, you're afraid of getting stung by a red ant or maybe a mosquito, okay? Well, it's not really anxiety. It's just that you go and you go, oh, mosquitoes are out, I'm leaving, okay? So probably y'all know about that one. And so it's not really giving you anxiety where your heart's hammering. You just know that, you know, been there, done that, and I'm leaving. Well, anxiety would be when your heart starts hammering away. Maybe you start shaking, sweating. That would be the extreme anxiety clearing. That's the difference. Naturally, it could have started with fear initially a long time ago, but you didn't clear out your fear body. Now you're dealing with your extreme anxiety. That's in another body because your fear one is already trashed and might even feel numb to you. You might say, well, I don't have any fear. I just have anxiety. Well, that's because the fear that you had is so contaminated and you're used to it, you had to use another energetic body to help yourself, to be used to keep you from dying. So that's the main thing. But fear is an underlying fear of something or, you know, whatever it would be. And you're not really shaking or sweating. You just don't want to go there, you know, or do something, you know. Because somebody said, you know, there's a rattlesnake up the road 200 feet. And you go, okay, I'm kind of afraid of rattlesnakes. I'll just walk the other direction. No, you're not really being traumatized or anything else. So the anxiety one is you're going to be freaking out. That's the difference. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Another question. How do I clear all past dreams?
Okay, the word all I'll take out of that sentence. How do you clear past life dreams? You need to bring up each dream that you have had and clear it. That's how you do that one. And, you know, dreams you probably want to do 500 times or more, I would say. Especially if you remember it, you know, when it comes up right away. You know, there it is, that dream of falling off the cliff or the dream of, you know, slipping down the side of a mountainside and going into a volcano or whatever. Maybe you're afraid of the aliens chasing you. There's all different types of situations that you have, but those are all dreams and those are real. So what you bring up first to be the most potent, maybe traumatic situation that you have when you think of your dreams. So back to you.
Right. I think it's a good idea to actually keep a dream log, right? And also, if you can remember dreams from the past, just write them down, and then every time you're doing a timeline crash, you can keep that, you know, just go down your list of dreams and put them in the dream box to clear them out.
And your dreams are the life that you're living. So that's
right.
That's that. You got a fear about something, fear of that rattlesnake, well, you're living on timelines with rattlesnakes. So that's one of your fears, you know, and you're probably going there in your dream state, or it's just happening anyway because you have fear of that. So start clearing it. So back to you. I like fasting.
I always equate my spirit telling me something through my feelings and not necessarily with words. Should we be talking out loud to our spirit? And if so, what should we be saying to our spirit?
Your spirit can only guide you so much and bring things to you. It may not even communicate with you in your thoughts. Because your thoughts are contaminated. But let's say it a different way. As far as your feelings, then you're using a feeling body, and that might even be corrupted. You may not be getting all the information, but it could work that way, okay? But as far as spirit connecting to your thoughts, well, the thoughts are created by darkness. The spirit doesn't know darkness, so it could never communicate with you in typically in a thought form, unless you're in the present moment. Then it'll just be an automatic transfer, and you'll have your answer of what you're looking at. So I guess another way of saying it, too, is you have a question that you're trying to figure out, okay? And so you would be typically, since you're questioning something, not in the present moment because you're thinking. Now you wonder, gee, I have this this problem, this situation going on. What can I do about this? So remember, all the stuff, situations and problems are because you're in time. I'll bring that forward. You go, okay, this is what I need the answer to. And you may not get it instantly. Maybe it may take a day or two for you to go to a location to get that answer. It could even take a month. Hopefully not, but that's what can happen. So now you already have it, and it's programmed in your body, in you, because your thoughts now connect to your cellular memory. Now you do the mind-to-heart drop. And the mind-to-heart drop, when you do that, you can now use your body energy with that question because the question was programmed in you with your mind. And now, instantly, there's that energy transfer to your spirit, and you can release yourself or get out of that situation, and now you have to, you know, move your feet, you know, to find out what's going on, because you just can't sit there and get an answer, because it probably will not come to you, but in your daily life, it will. That's the way to use your spirit energy. As far as working through your feeling body or sensory body, I'm sure I could find that way to do that. You know, but it's still going to be using a body that is used to hold contaminations, okay? Like I said, your spirit, you know, doesn't know about darkness and contamination, so it might be hard to use it. But if it's successful for you, then yeah, it's working. So anyway, that's, remember, your spirit doesn't know darkness, so when you try to bring it into darkness to communicate to you, it may not be able to do that. I'm not saying that it won't or can't. I'm just saying that it's more difficult, probably, for it to communicate with you that way. Remember, it won't give words, it'll just maybe give that feeling, you know? So, you know, some people go, gee, should I go over here, you know? Should I walk to the edge of the cliff? Oh, your spirit goes, uh-oh. Now, there's a soul family agreement of you losing your consciousness, and you're going to fall off the cliff because you agreed to do that, and you're set up to go to that point, you know, on the side of the cliff. And so you just follow that mind control with that process, and your spirit goes, you know, I don't want to do this contract with the soul family, so what I'm going to do now is, you know, I still want to be in this body, and I'm now going to put some fear or anxiety or trauma, get to activate that sensory body so that all of a sudden, as this person starts walking toward the edge, maybe they get 10 foot from the edge of the cliff, and they're going to, we're going to avoid this contract, but I'm going to put fear into them, and then all of a sudden your body freezes, and maybe you get a cold sweat, or you start shaking, you go, ah, I'm going to go to that edge of that cliff, By the way, you got rid of your contract from your soul-family agreement of you dying, okay? If your spirit still wanted to be with you, maybe it, you know, thought it could do it, and then it goes, no, I don't want to lose this body right now, so it could work that way. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we do have more emails, but unfortunately it's time already to end our show. There is another BBS radio show this Monday at 4 p.m. and tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, we start the 7-hour healing call, which you are still welcome to join Ron on. Again, his website, if you're new, is creationlightship.com, and all the information is on there about tomorrow's healing. If you felt good, which I know everyone did, on the trip to the lightship tonight, you would be experiencing 7 hours of that same energy tomorrow. So is there anything you want to add, Ron? Otherwise, it's time for the Mind to Heart Drop.
Okay, here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. So you need to say out loud, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from end of one backwards. As you're feeling the thoughts moving down like an elevator going through 10 floors, okay? So here we go, just for visual for you. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1.